Also, they bring medical help. This is Brother Faithful, who is a doctor. And, you know, there are so many needs. That is one possibility to reach out to people. Next one. In India, also, persecutions, and in particular in Orissa, now called Odisha, it happened time and again. Even missionaries like Graham Staines from Canada, who was burned in his car with his son 14 years ago. And still, the work is going on. And it's marvelous to see how the widow was ready to forgive those who had done this terrible crime. And in this area of India, in Orissa, there are also now some assemblies, not always easy to visit. I have been there still in March. But it's nice to see that from the work done by missionaries back in the early 20th century, there's still something remaining, and we can really carry on the work or continue a work. The Lord has begun already many, many years back, and just try to encourage the believers and establish them further in their faith. Next one. You see, due to the persecutions, that is now a church building which had been destroyed. The believers with whom we have contact don't have such buildings. They gather in a much simpler way. But it's just one of the consequences of the difficulties they went through. Next one. You see that was a time when we began with the breaking of bread in one of the villages of Orissa. It's now 5 years ago that this took place in Chinchida. Next one. Here I've put just a bit of information, and those who have been on Monday evening at this place could take actually this printout where you have the names of some of the brothers with whom we are working. And you see that all over the country, there are now assemblies. Most of them are here in Andhra Pradesh. But now in past years, the work spread to Tamil Nadu and also to Orissa, where there are a good number of assemblies now. And they are brothers with whom we have contact. We try to encourage them and help them that they can really carry on the work further. Next one. Here you see some of the brothers for whom you can pray. This is Brother Bumshaw, who is a very good administrator. Here you see Brother Govinda. He is a good Bible teacher. He is Brother Johan. And here are some brothers from Orissa with whom we have contact, who Prabhas Patan is taking care for orphans, and this brother Narendra Nanda for literature work. So that allows us really to continue the work, which is now done mainly by brothers from the country. Next one. That is a typical picture of how you travel in India. I must say I avoid traveling like that. But when you are driving across the country, you see it again and again, that they use these rickshaws and 20 people on it. Next one. We have every year a big conference in Tenali. There you see there are about 2,000 people coming and listening to the word of God. We have normally not a full week, but 4 days of conference. It's always a nice time of fellowship. Try to help the believers. Next one. You see there are brothers from Tamil Nadu also coming. They open their Bibles. Brother Anuragam translates for them, so they can also profit of the conference and get it in their own language. Next one. Here's a brother who is blind, a young man, but with help of others, they read to him the scriptures. At that conference, he was telling by heart the book of Jonah. At another conference, he was telling by heart Psalm 119. Enormous portions of scripture he has learned by heart. It's very remarkable. Next one. Yeah, this is something about singing in India. I could, if you have a moment afterwards, give you a demonstration how they are singing, and you can have your judgment about it then if you wish. It's quite different. Next one. Yeah, another conference with believers. Next one. You see, we make regularly Bible classes mainly for the brothers, just to help them, teach them from the Word of God. That is an important aspect of the work. And in particular, the brothers, they visit the assemblies afterwards to help the believers. Next one. Here you see Brother Johann. They use his time also for discussion, to talk about topics from Scripture. That is something which helps them also further. Next one. Now, this picture I want to show you, this is one of the three families which will be moving to India, Lord willing, in less than 2 weeks from now. Lord willing, they will be leaving on August 12th. This is the family of Philip and Eva Svetlik. And there are two more families, the family of David and Marika Bubenzer and Philip and Ramona Bremiker. They are from Germany and Switzerland, and they desire to serve the Lord in India. So they are still in our time as well, those who really dedicate their life to help in the work there, visit the believers, but also help with the children. They will stay close to the orphanage in Palekona. And I have still a few pictures about the orphanages. If you go to the next one, here's the orphanage in Tadepalligudem. They are about 130 children. And on the next one, you see how the children are staying there. They have simple rooms. They have to put all their few belongings into these shelves. It's a classroom during daytime. At night, they sleep there. They don't have more room. That are the conditions under which the children are staying in the orphanage, and they are happy about it. Next one, you see the children in Palekona. They are about 400. They are those who are coming to school only. They have the blue dressing, and the others are the real orphans who are staying there all the time, also about 200. That is the old building there, and there's also a new building. The next slide you see, no, it's coming later. They are sitting there. They have been singing. They got some clothing, and we had a nice time of fellowship with them. Every year we spend some time also with the children, at least one afternoon, and it is always a joy. Next one. Yeah, you see the new building, which is ready now. That is now the boys' dormitory for the girls. They use the other building. It's quite interesting to see how they're built in India. If you click once more, you see they have integrated in that building a tree. They didn't want to cut this palm tree. And you would do it different here in this country, I suppose. But in India, you can see things like that. Okay, next one. And this is now a picture of the children in Orissa. Also there, there are two small orphanages. And this is the orphanage in Mohana. There's Brother Prabhas Pratan and Brother Shushan with his wife. They take care for these children, poor children. And we have started to support them now since 1.5 years. Just to give you an idea, these children, in order to provide for their living, they need every month about $500. And with this amount of money, you can sustain these 30 children there and pay the rent for the building where they are staying in. And there are some Sunday schools now in Europe in particular who provide from time to time some funds that these children can continue to be taken care for. But this is just one side of the work. I began with that. Many poor people, many children in need, and we desire, of course, first of all, that they are taken care for, but they have an opportunity also to hear the gospel. And we desire that they really carry on and walk with the Lord. And if you go to the last one, I want to show you. You see one of the young brothers that is taken, that picture I took at Tenali Conference this year. Brother J. Prakash Rao is baptizing him. Young man, he has taken this decision to move on with the Lord in a country where there's quite some opposition. We should pray for the children, for the young people, that really not just they enjoy to be taken care for in the orphanage, but really take this decision to to follow the Lord Jesus in a life which is really to his honor. That is all I wanted to share with you. If you have still some questions, you can ask them, of course. Are there urgent questions, or you would like to rush immediately to the refreshments? Ah, yes. Pardon?
What were they holding? The kids.
Ah, okay. They got a small gift. You see, Brother Ronnie and his wife Gloria, they went to a supermarket and they bought small gifts for the children. And when we went there, we gave these gifts to them. They had lots of fun. Ah, you know, you can see there are little, you know, these cubes. And if you are, these are little things, you know, like flipper, things like that. Huh? Just, you know, you have to keep in mind, you have all your games at home, huh? But for them, it's completely special. No gifts at all otherwise. That is quite unique for them. Another question? Just for the older ones, I just want to encourage you. It's good to read some biographies of these missionaries. It's very stimulating. And I also want to mention that those who desire to get a bit more insight, in particular the work with the children, from Europe at least, but also from this country, there have been sometimes young people who have spent a couple of weeks in the orphanage just to see a little bit about the country and how the work is being done there. That is something which is also nice to see a bit more about the Lord's work in the country.